Or five.
And we'll go ahead and start our work session. We'll start with the principal's report.
Hi, everyone. So I'm super excited that at Smyrna Middle School, we have been able to have our after-school clubs again and our athletics, and it's just been incredible to be a part of it. So everything from the chess club to FFA to our athletics, it's all happening, and it's all absolutely amazing to see the kids so involved in so many things. One of the things that we're really doing this year is showing appreciation for our teachers and all they do, not just throughout the day, but also for all their after-school commitments and all they do for our students. The middle school football team, what they did was on a home game, they were bringing their jerseys to a teacher that inspired them, to a staff member that inspired them, and then the teachers would wear their jerseys to the games. That continued with our girls' basketball team, but they had lanyards with their jerseys on, and the same thing. Kind of showing that school spirit and showing appreciation for all that all of our staff members do for them. I went into a couple wellness classes, and I asked for the students to write letters to teachers or staff members that inspire them to come to school each day. And so in this video, you're going to see some of those letters. You will not see the students recording or talking about these letters. You'll hear them, but you won't see them, because although their life is on social media and TikTok, they did not want to be all on the screen. So this just showed you a little bit about, you'll see where we ended the year last year and how much we are able to incorporate this.
Miss Meltzer asked me to choose one teacher that inspires me to come to school each day. I chose you. You always make my eighth period the highlight of my day. We always get a break from everything stressful and just a welcoming feeling when we walk through the door. You take into consideration our feelings on lessons and subjects. We appreciate how you ask us what we need improvement on instead of teaching us things we were never going to use. We really appreciate your attention when it comes to us and our emotions. So I thank you for making half of our year a little bit better.
Dear Mr. Leon and Ms. Herbert, thank you for making our classes so fun and being our friends. Thank you for playing along with our jokes and teaching us well, being inspirational for and making friends in this class. I am really glad you guys were my teachers this year. I will miss you guys.
Dear Ms. Moloch, Ms. Smeltzer asked me to choose one teacher that inspired me to come to the school each day, and I chose you. Ms. Moloch, after having two draining classes before I get to your class, I really appreciate it when you leave me alone as long as I do my work and don't interrupt anyone. You also make things easy to understand and don't get annoyed when I have a question. That's about it. It's helpful having a non-draining class with the classes I have that day. I definitely appreciate it. Dear Mr. Flamer, Ms. Moser asked me to choose one teacher member who inspires me each day, and I chose you. The reason I chose you is because you get kids up on their feet and you wake them up with excitement. And other reason I picked you is because you support kids in their decisions.
Thank you to Ariel Armando for all she did to put that video together for us. Thank you always for your support. We appreciate it.
Oh boy. Okay, so it's going to be a marathon for me tonight. Mr. Williams is not here, so I'm going to read his report to you. A reminder and to read into record this evening that at the July 7th.
Good night, Chris.
It's July 7th, 2021 meeting, our school board, Smyrna School District Board of Education approved the official position cited below. Barring further modifications from Governor Carney, this position will once again be in place effective April 1st, 2022. The CDC and DPH recommend the continued wearing of face coverings when students are present inside schools and offices once the governor declared state of emergency expires on July 13th. Therefore, all staff and students who have not received the full dose of COVID vaccine are strongly encouraged but not required to wear face coverings to mitigate their risk of contracting the virus and facing extended quarantining as mandated by the state of Delaware. We have a We Can Week on March 15th through March 19th. That's a Tuesday to a Saturday this year, since Monday is a professional development day. Jesse Rubin will be visiting all the schools that week, beginning with elementary schools that Tuesday and ending with the secondary schools on Friday. Schools will be ready to share their I Can and We Can goals and projects. Saturday, March 19th at 6 p.m., there will be a concert in the Smyrna High School auditorium. Admission is free with donations to benefit the Smyrna Clayton Boys and Girls Club. Jesse Rubin will be the headliner, of course. We have the Smyrna School District celebrating Black History Month in all of our schools this month with varying activities. There are three or four pages of activities, so I will not go into all of them, but I will say that we will make sure that we put some pictures and highlights on the website for everyone to see. We have gallery walks at North and novel studies and some specific social studies work in and around famous African-Americans in music class. They're studying the appreciation of Black History Month through music. CIS has a few research projects going on, as well as an essay contest.
Sunnyside has some individual activities for each of the grade levels. And JVM has bulletin boards that again, we'll put those visuals up for everyone to see. And at Smyrna Elementary, the administrators are engaging the kids in a fact a day during morning announcements. And also the music teacher is highlighting famous musicians. Clayton Elementary is also doing fact of the day and a full student activity across the school, which is embracing the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. And Smyrna High School is doing fact of the day in various classroom activities. And the Black Student Union had the Black History Month Spirit Week. So they've been dressing in different items. They had like a throwback day, which I didn't think was throwback because that's, I know that, that's me. and then HBCU Day, Talent Appreciation Day, Blackout Tuesday, and Kickback with the BSU where they wear their pajamas. That sounds like a fun day for me. All right, and that is the end of the superintendent's report for the evening. You're going to ask me to do it again? Okay, thank you. Human resources. All right, so our COVID numbers are going down to the ground. So we are, Mr. Williams has been putting new graphs up on the website. So that's a nice visual representation of the significant decline from, it was over 100 uncertain days in January. And we today, I know, capped off at 5 positive cases across the district. So that's wonderful. We did hire an additional nurse to help with not just COVID, but now going back to, regular old health concerns. So they are working on like the spinal items, the eye, ears check, things like that, hearing check for all of our kids. I will say, and I have said since, April 2020, thank you nurses for everything that you've done to keep us healthy in school. We are utilizing our CDC Foundation professional to test our staff members. So we have her working through the schools for a couple hours once a week. So those who are engaged in the testing versus the vaccine requirement and the regulation now have a resource right there at school where they can go get their test done. The union thanked us for that, and we thank everyone for taking part. No virtual option for next year. So I'm going to put something out to the community tomorrow, but I wanted to announce it tonight. It was something that we did to try to transition us back from a hybrid to the full school and really be sensitive to the cares and needs of the community. But we are going to hope to get all of our students back in person. We will not be offering that option again next year. So one of the things that we did with the additional funding we received from ESSER was to support the wraparound program. That was a Boys and Girls Club partnership, and we paid that partnership in full 100% for the families that wanted to utilize that service. Some of them did it to help us get people off the bus, get kids off the bus. And some of them needed it, and we were happy to do that for them, just to pay back to the community for the fees for daycares that they had to pay the year prior. So we had an update, a mid-year update with Boys and Girls Club. They were able to expand their services to 200 additional families due to our picking up that tab, which we were happy to do. So they've got some new relationships with our community, and they are going to continue to offer those services to the schools next year. Now, we won't be paying for it, but the services will be available, and they are definitely reasonable rates for what can be kind of a hefty bill for daycare. They will be also taking over the Breakfast Club services for the school, for our school. So we will no longer have Child Nutrition running that program. It will be the Boys and Girls Club. So Ms. Sharon at the Boys and Girls Club will be reaching out to all families and giving them all the information that they need to continue to take part. We had vaccine clinics last week, and we were able to provide 65 shots at North Smyrna Elementary and 44 at Clayton Intermediate for a total of 109 shots. And our partnership with the Atlantic Apothecary and the nurses of the Smyrna School District. Hiring. Well, at one time hiring, there was a little bit of a lag in the middle of the year. The lag is gone. The lag is no longer exists. So we are continuing to hire, putting postings out at least once a week. We have some openings at the high school and elementaries at this time, and we're always hiring for our special services professionals. Subs, we've got a nice little influx of subs recently, so that's a good thing. We thank all of our college students that came back and supported us through the month of January, December and January. Come back now, finish your degree, then come back. But we do appreciate it, and we do have quite a few subs on the agenda tonight for approval, so that's exciting. Teacher of the Year, the public nomination form will be out via our website tomorrow. So the principals will be taking back the packets from the administrative meeting and getting that nomination process going in their schools. And we also have that public portal where anybody, a parent, a community member, neighbor, can nominate someone for Teacher of the Year at their school. And that is all I have for HR.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on. Just want to hear me talk, I guess. All right. So Mr. Holt is not with us either. So we have buildings and grounds. I'm sorry, operations report first from buildings and grounds. And he writes a nice little narrative, so I'm going to read it to you. So Mr. Holt and the board would like to thank the maintenance and custodial staff for their hard work with the keep up of snow and ice removal, working on planning various school-based projects like the North Fence, the SHS Stadium fence improvements, Smyrna Middle and High School baseball softball fence improvements, CIS and JVM floor refinishing, multiple floor replacement projects throughout the district, SMS parking lot seal coating, an auditorium LED light upgrade, JBM window blind replacement, and SMS water heater replacement. Our maintenance and facility staffs are very busy, actively addressing setback concerns throughout the schools found during walkthroughs, and that's a joint effort between the administration and our safety and climate culture team. JBM electrical transformer repairs are scheduled for April 18th, collaborating with school administrator teams to plan for summer repairs. So they provide a list to operations so that we can triage those items and get them done over the summer. And the pre-bid meeting held on February 15th for the roofing and renovations at North that just took place yesterday. And technology. Mr. Wanamaker has been very busy in his first month collaborating with new telecommunications vendor for phone line issues at JVM, meeting with each school administrative team to assess the one-on-one initiative, always trying to make it better and more helpful to kids, families, and our school staff. Working on the Smyrna Messenger, evaluating district-wide AV needs, and supporting Qualtrics to provide compliance reports. In transportation, continuing to work collaboratively with the contractors to ensure students are getting to and from school safely while filling needs of driver absences. I will say that a special thanks needs to be sent out to our transportation group because they have done everything they can to make our school year run as smoothly as possible. Thank you, bus drivers. Thank you, team. Thank you, contractors. Continued training for the VEO routing software with plans on implementing the new system next school year. Collaborating with contractors to continue recruiting drivers and aides for the for this year and also for next year, starting the phases of training to get those folks in line for us next year. And meeting with ADs and administrators to discuss coverage for upcoming spring sports. We will, of course, do our best to make all of those game times happen. We may have to make some adjustments, particularly when the sun stays up inside just a little longer. Child nutrition continues to face staffing issues. So if you're not subbing, if you want to work for child nutrition, we have options for you. And there are still food chain supply issues. Completed new nutrition education classes for students at Clayton Elementary, collaborated with Dell State to support the food service diabetic intern, and supported Clayton Elementary administrative team to put the CMP bus as a reward for their school-based reading events. And finally, climate and safety. First phase of the school guard panic phone application for administrators was tested and successful. And that is the app that links our cell phones and our emergency alarms in our buildings, as well as communicates with a 5-mile radius of buildings in our school district. So we are moving on to phase two, and that is making the app available to staff members, and I witnessed that education of our SMS staff today at their staff meeting. ALICE training has been completed for all 8 schools. Safety specialists are completing intruder alert drills and tabletop exercises, working on safety plans and crisis response plans for district buildings and classrooms. And then working with special services to plan and implement prepare training and psychological first aid SISM training for crisis response. Our first cohort will begin February 25th. And then working with curriculum and special services to create and implement MTSS, Tier 3 Behavior Intervention Process for SEL and Serious Code of Conduct situations. Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging Committee meets on February 22nd. There are a lot of acronyms in there, but let's just say they're working very hard to make sure that our school community is a safe place. And that is it for the Judy for this evening. Kelly's going to do hers.
We did so well.
Mrs. Judy shared, we met with the Boys and Girls Club for wraparound. And one of the things we did with wraparound this year was some of our current staff members act as coaches. And they're going in usually weekly to see if there's any resources, any ways that we can support the program and the students involved. And though Boys and Girls Club, you know, will be tuition based next year, it is our plan to continue that support through the district. One of the things we did was on our last in-service day, inviting the Boys and Girls Club staff, and each of our coaches did short in-services, and it was very well received and appreciated. Strategies of, hey, you have a 15-minute block, or this student's having trouble completed for homework and things like that, strategies that they could use for those times. So we have had a lot of positive benefits and will continue that next year. Looking ahead to our next in-service on February 25th, we will be working on unit reflections. Some of our younger teachers of younger students are working on some phonological awareness, a program that they've added, and we have state testing training going on. This year with our walkthroughs, we've taken a different approach. We go in pairs. We do rounds with administrators and the supervisors and myself each pair up with somebody. And we have had excellent results seeing, you know, what is happening in classes and looking at different ways we can support. And part of that process is we sit down after we do our walkthroughs and have a reflection of what did we see, how can we support that, and it's helping us with our planning and in-service. Summer camps 2 years ago, the district did fun summer camps for our kids, and we are organizing that to get it back. We have currently about 23 offerings, so we're working through the details to offer the summer camps again for our students. We will have a small cohort of students also doing some academic recovery within the camps. Will be there for fun as well.
That's it?
Yeah, thank you.
Special services.
So this week is the National Association of School Psychologists Convention, and I'm very excited to announce that Marcia Mayhew is, Dr. Mayhew is presenting. She was chosen to present with the University of Delaware representative and the Department of Ed representative. As I've talked about before, the special education regulations recently changed, and Marcia worked with that team to provide suggestions for those regulation changes. And then she took the regulations once they were completed and created trainings for the staff and helped to really make it very smooth for our staff, which has also now been shared with other staffs, in understanding the changes and being able to follow through with them. So I cannot wait to hear. I wish I could get a recording of it. So I'm very excited about that. As I talked about, we had the mid-year UniCount that February 1st, and remember this year, they were checking units just to see what it would be. So our units went up about 5 units overall district-wide. It's interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing more in a typical year what that would look like. We still have some effects of families who have chosen to homeschool or do other things. So it'll be interesting to see if that will increase, especially with all the growing developments all around. And the school that made the largest gain was John Bussemore, had a 2.5 unit increase. So that's so some of them stayed the same, some of them got a little less. So that's why the overall came out to be about 5 units. So. But we're not getting any money for that this year. So not that we necessarily have hires. So we have been working on finding ways to support our secondary students and special education students and the teachers. We recognize that there has been a very difficult workload of time. So that Judy has, we've gotten together to talk about strategies to help them. It has been tough because in years past we've been able to bring in substitutes to allow them to do IEP meetings and just have a little more flexibility. And so one of the things that I think was really great is that Deb said, what are your thoughts? I'm trying to include the teachers and how can we help you, because it is very challenging. So we want to find that balance between making sure that we are supporting our students and their needs, but making it manageable and making sure that everybody understands we want to create meaningful IEPs, but that doesn't mean we want to bog everybody down massively. Just let's make it meaningful. So we're working on that. So there's a lot of early childhood buzz, and so I just wanted to clear up a little bit. So there's conversation about universal pre-K. You may have been hearing this, but this is something that's really coming down from the feds. I think if Delaware has tried and people have pushed, for universal pre-K, I just can't imagine, unless Chris thinks something different, that it's really in the budget to have universal pre-K in our state unless the feds pass it. But it looks like there's really a push for it. And so maybe it will happen. Maybe a lot of lobbying
will head in that direction, but a lot has to be done because, like in Delaware, there's no system really funding the structural part of that, the building and all that. So so there's a lot of buzz, but it's really not here yet. The licensure update, they pushed back childcare licensure until 2024. We are going to participate in meetings, though, to see what we need to do to prepare ourselves. And that goes from staffing training to building preparation, because there are requirements that your building has to meet in order for this licensure. So we will work through it, but at least we have a little more time to work through this. There are a number of new teacher preparation programs going on. Del Tech has moved from the associates to now moving into a bachelor's program. I know that they are even looking to try to partner with some people to try to help make that program go. Wilmington University is also revamping their early childhood education teacher preparation program. So there's a lot of movement, which is great news for us because we want you to pump out more teachers. So in all areas, but there's definitely been a lot of focus on the earlier years. There has also been question about this 1% rule for the alternative assessment. I want to make sure that it's just understood that the regulations in Delaware have really tightened around who is appropriately matched for the alternative assessment. And it's something that I've really debated with the state to say, we find that students with more significant disabilities is really 2% of the special education population, and it's not 1% anymore. But the feds have not gotten there. And so Delaware has been cited for having too many students on the alternative assessment. Smyrna has not been really in that situation. Because we are very careful. That is a major decision when you put someone on an alternative assessment. They're having, that means they're on an alternative pathway, and they do receive a diploma, but it's an alternative diploma. So we work really hard on making those decisions appropriately. But what we have recognized is that even if you don't qualify for the alternative assessment, you still may have needs where you need to be in a small class size. You need to have that small teacher to student ratio. So that decision is separate from whether or not we put you on an alternative. So it's been a learning process because this regulation has really made it difficult for people to understand and families to understand for those who used to qualify for the job. So we're working through that. And what is that for special services at this moment?
Thank you. Finance department?
I have nothing for this session.
Thank you.
Wow.
I can do her.
I was doing that.
I'll entertain a motion for executive session. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're going to go into executive session, and I promise we'll be back out at 7 to start the meeting on time. If not, It's 7:05. We'll start our meeting for tonight. And we begin with Pledge of Allegiance, led by Ms. Lloyd. We'll start with our special recognition of our educational support professional of the year.
All right. If we could have you come up and tell you on
we will recognize each ESP for each school. And then have you come up and get a picture with your principal, not me. We have Christine Miller from North Smyrna Elementary. Stand over here, Amber.
There we go.
We have Lisa Sierra from Clayton Elementary. She could not be up. Jacqueline Jackie Reeder from CIF.
Yes.
Pam Hilliard from the Sunnyside. I'm smiling. Ian Walker from Smyrna Elementary. Marvin Kinsey from John Bassett Morgan. We have the infamous team puff mitt of the Florida Middle School.
Yeah. Let's hope we get home with everybody. Yeah. You're all here. Come on. You're all suited up in your Charlie's Angels outfit. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Connie Moore. All right, so drum roll. The ESP of the year for the Smyrna School District is Mrs. Pam Hilliard. I'm So a paraprofessional's responsibilities, in addition to mentor, support students, assist students, develop coping and life skills, create a girls group for third and fourth graders who need extra support. In one situation, Pam was made aware of a student who was having some challenges with her appearance. So she contacted the parents to see what she could do to help. She then set up a spa at the school, which consisted of hair and nail stations, and provided several new outfits for the student. Pam was able to give the student the confidence boost she needed. Here are some highlights from your coworkers. Mrs. Hilliard acquires many skills, including but not limited to caring for students with a wide variety of challenges, behaviorally, socially, and emotionally. She's dedicated to bettering the lives of any child she works with. Mrs. Hilliard always goes above and beyond to support not only our staff, but our students and families as well. And that's from Mrs. Pam works collaboratively with community members to assist and support students and families in need, as many students and families needed additional support during the pandemic. While working with Pam, I always am inspired to be more vigilant and help others. Pam's positivity radiates through the team and throughout the school. Pam has developed a great girls group, where she meets with a small group of girls that are new to the school, need peer relationships, or just bonding time to uplift their confidence and attitude. During this group, Pam leads fun and exciting activities that the girls look forward to. Her commitment and dedication to the Smyrna Clayton community is simply impressive. From Mr. Davis. I would like to say, as a former teacher of your child, you've done a wonderful job of raising three beautiful girls, and I thank you for that from the bottom.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll take a few minutes.
Right,
We'll go ahead and proceed with our meeting. Changes to the agenda. Pastor McCormick, do you still want to make your statement?
Yes.
Okay, I'll add you to the agenda. Any other changes to the agenda?
None.
Okay.
Do
I entertain a motion for the change?
I make a motion to change the agenda as agreed upon.
Sorry. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. That takes us to our student board member report.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. So the first thing I'm going to share is that our Black Student Union at Smyrna High has put on a series of Black History Month events for us to celebrate during the month of February. So far, we've had our Spirit Week, and then Ms. Cook has done her quote of the day that some students have taken over, and we've had some student whistleblowing announcements sharing a quote of the day from historical Black figures and current Black figures. We also are planning a community movie night to play a Black movie. We're thinking Hidden Figures or Black Panther, something positive, to share a Black story that students of the high school can come and watch and maybe bring their families or their siblings. So that's pretty much it for the Black History Month events. SGA is putting on another dodgeball tournament. Dodgeball is back to fundraise for SGA, so students are able to make teams and participate in that. I always share a report card to come out. We just got a report card. Random Acts of Kindness has been doing also a series of events trying to spread kindness. And they have a form open on Google where students are able just to submit some kind of kind message. And then they have been hanging out little post-it notes that have kind messages on the lockers around school, which seems small, but I've seen people picking them up and putting them on people's backs, which might seem mean, but it's actually really nice if you, like, somebody's got a sticky note on your back and it says, like, have a great day, you're welcome here. That would be nice to put them on your back. Last week was School Counselor Week, so we celebrated our school counselors and all that they do for us. Next week is National FFA Week. The winter season is wrapping up their sports, so we had girls senior night for basketball recently, and then we have boys senior night for basketball, as well as for our cheerleaders on Monday. So we're wrapping that season up and heading into the spring sports season, which starts on February 28th. Last month, at the end of the month, we had our new National Honor Society inductees welcomed, and so they got to have an in-person induction ceremony. Last year, we had a drive-up induction ceremony, so we just drove up and got our letters. So it's nice that we get to have an in-person one this year. BPA, DECA, and Ed Rising all just participated at the state-level competition, and they are all planning to go to the national competition very soon. And that is all that I
would
have to share.
Thank you. Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
So much. Return
to executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We reconvene after we come out of executive session. And thanks for everyone's patience. Okay, that brings us to 8.1, formal public comment. The first person we have signed up is Donna Alston.
Here I go.
You can just
wherever you're comfortable.
Good morning. I'm here right now.
3 minutes.
Yes.
All right. Well,
then, can I
make my name to
Austin?
Excuse me, Sultan, before you start, do we want to
read that?
Did you read the paragraph before you signed in?
Yes.
Of the rules and everything for public comment?
Yeah.
3 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. My name's Donna Austin. I'm here. I have an 8-year-old son. He's in second grade. And I'm really concerned about the board's response last week to the concerned parents. When the district chose Toni Morrison's Song with Solomon for its students, the district considered that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys were sexually abused. For the 82% of all sexual abuse victims are under 18 and female. Did you also know that girls ages 16 to 19 are 4 times more likely than the general population to be victims of rape, attempted rape, or sexual assault? The child victim of sexual abuse is 4 times more likely to develop symptoms of drug abuse, 4 times more likely to experience PTSD as adults, and 3 times more likely to experience major depressive episodes as adults. The excerpts you've no doubt read from the book, Song of Solomon, could very well trigger a trauma response from a student forced to read this material at a time where mental health is already a concern for young people. The disclaimer which was provided in the AP English class syllabus states that I quote, issues that might from a specific cultural viewpoint be considered controversial, including references to ethnicities, nationalities, religions, races, dialects, gender, or class are often represented artistically in works of literature, end quote. For this board to state that a class syllabus was provided without giving any type of indication to the type of extreme sexually graphic material in this book is a disservice to the students and disrespectful to every parent. A clear and concise class description with excerpts from the book should have been provided. Anything less than that can be seen as grossly negligent to the community that you serve. Instead, vague, passive-aggressive comments were sent out in a community letter, which in no way increased the level of trust parents and students have in this district. The board could have chosen to display a sense of humility and genuine concern of the parents within the district. But instead, your response came across as callous and uncaring. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Raddy, I think it is.
Rakes.
Okay, sorry.
I'll just say a few words. I'm for grandchildren in the system. And I think Amber Carney, the superintendent, and the school board should all be sued for child abuse. It's obvious you people haven't learned too much from the child psychology class. The kids are in disarray, and you need to stop the masks. Stop it now. Also, to get COVID before the Omicron, a child had a 1 in 100,000 chance to get it. And if they did get it, they would survive because they're young and they have the antibodies. I also feel that when the board doesn't listen to the parents have action that they can take. Every day your kid sits in school, Smyrna collects state aid from the state of Delaware. If parents don't like what's going on, boycott the schools, keep your kid home, the district doesn't get the money, and then maybe when the board gets hit in the wallet, they'll understand that the parents are right. Thank you.
Thank you. Crystal Shear.
I think she's the lady that can talk to me.
Okay, Bruce. Fran Strausser first.
Okay, I'm here, but I can't start the video. It says the, oh, now it's coming on maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you for allowing me to speak with you tonight. At last month's meeting, I brought up several concerns from your educators, and among them were class size, masks not being worn properly, not being able to socially distance, cleaning issues in our buildings, coverage issues, operational issues, COVID notifications, the statement being said that schools are the safest place in society. We asked if masks would be provided. We spoke on behalf of our school nurses, being able to be school nurses. We asked if contact tracing could be removed from our nurses. We asked for testing for our staff, and we mentioned in-person learning. I did receive one response from a board member saying that they felt safe in our schools. The other issues were not addressed by any of the other board members. We have been working with the district through our liaison meetings, and we're happy to state that some of our concerns have been addressed, and we would like to thank the district for addressing those concerns. So one, we'd like to thank the district for providing the K95 masks for our employees. We appreciated that. The second is we'd like to thank the district for providing the COVID testing to staff that needed weekly testing. That was a big help for some of our people that needed to get their testing done. We'd also like to thank the district for the assistance given to our school nurses so that they can better serve our students in our buildings. And we'd like to thank the district for being proactive in the hiring process for the upcoming school year to ensure quality instruction for our students. Trying to be proactive for the upcoming school year, we have already respectively requested that the district strictly abide by the class size recommendations, especially at the lower levels. We simply can't have a repeat of this year where some of our earliest learners are in classes of 27 and 28 students when the recommendations are no more than 22 at those levels. We need to do better for our students and for our staff. We've also discussed concerns about an increase in aggressive behaviors throughout the district involving employees being hit, kicked, slapped, punched, spit on, et cetera, by students. There were also concerns about inappropriate student-to-student behavior, and we're seeking assistance, and our district is working towards that in handling some of these escalating behaviors before matters get any worse. We also would like to request, if at possible, during the executive session, if perhaps that could be done prior to the meeting, so maybe prior to the work session and prior to the meeting here, so that the people who are waiting to attend the meetings aren't waiting an hour and a half for a meeting that was scheduled at 7 o'clock. I know that for us, it kind of shows a little disregard to the community's time when they are anxious to come to the meetings and participate with you. All right, thank you for your time this evening. I appreciate all that you do.
Thank you. Lisa, the other lady come through, Jen.
She had a meeting.
Yes, let's try. Please. Price. Jennifer Price, are you ready for public comment?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, that would take us to 9.1, approval of board minutes from January 19, 2022. Okay. I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, second by Ms. Malik, to approve the board. for minutes from January 19, 2022. Are there any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed have the same right. Hearing none, motion carried. Approval of our monthly financial reports.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. What we have in front of us is the first item is a set of financial statements for the month of January 2022. You'll see in the first attachment on the agenda the overall district report, which includes the operating expenditures, expenditures to date, plus the percentage of spend on the fiscal year. Generally, everything is in alignment in those areas that might have a higher than 60% or 57% rate. Tend to do that because there's influences against the funds, or there's special circumstances for some other students. It also has the revenue information through January 31st. Which includes obviously our large tax payments that were made in the fall. Also includes the reimbursement from the state for the senior property taxes. This year these will be a little bit more timely than last. And we are running ahead of our previous estimates. So if you have any questions about very good here today. We've included historical information for grants other than typical recurring grants. And we also included those cleanup vouchers and purchase orders for the month of January that we received the state's purchasing pressure of $10,000. We have included as well the child nutrition number savings and the student accounts reconciliation.
Have a motion by Ms. Mallett, second by Dr. Wilson to approve the monthly financial reports as submitted. Are there any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed have the same right. Hearing none, motion carried. Final budget fiscal year 2022.
This packet includes the FY22 recommended final budget for your consideration tonight. Overall difference on the operations side between what was last presented in July and what is being presented tonight is just $52,000 on the operations side. There's some other adjustments on the non-operations side, and the information that's in the packet will show you where we were at the July meeting compared to what we're presenting tonight as the recommended final. It also includes information to give a comparison between FY21 final budget and the FY22 recommended final budget. In addition to the revenue and expenditure estimates, there's some information included in the packet that includes the budget reduction plan that we talked about last month that was submitted to the Department of Education. And the final page, I believe, of your packet are some key variables. Trigger the actual budget allotments in those areas. So our schools are based on student population per student budget amount. We have seen, and I believe mentioned several times, our Division One units overall went up by 14 in the district. Division Two, just under 8. Our enrollment increased by 148 students to 6,034. Budget also recognizes a slight increase in child nutrition revenue from the state compared to what we expected in the fall, now around 5,000 to 2,000. All other child nutrition revenues are reflected here as projected. And on the expenditure side, the final budget packet includes the increase in state OEC rates. As our contracts or debt service projected payments, and everything here is based off of the certified September 30th component, the unit account, and the expense accounts, the data service accounts. The third page of the memo provides a detail for the person based on the three levels.
Except for the last 22 final budget, Second. I have a motion by Ms. Malik, second by Ms. Lulay, to approve the final budget for this year 2022 as submitted. Any questions or comments? All in favor? All opposed have the same right. Hearing none, motion carried. 9.4, updated face covering guidance.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm going to read into record the memo presented by Superintendent Williams. Given the governor declared mandate requiring face coverings in school building expires on March 31st, 2022, given the state of Delaware widely offers COVID vaccinations to Delaware citizens, given that families are now able to make choices for themselves and their children regarding face coverings in nearly all facets of society, it is the recommendation of the Smyrna School District Administration to readopt the following revised position originally approved on July 7th, 2021 regarding face covering, effective April 1st, 2022, barring any state regulation or governor declared orders to the contrary. The CDC and DPH recommend the continued wearing of face coverings when students are present inside schools and offices. Once the governor declared face covering mandate expires on March 31st, 2022. Therefore, all staff and students who are not protected with the full dosage of the COVID vaccine and boosters are strongly encouraged to continue to wear face coverings to mitigate their risk of contracting the virus and facing extended quarantining as mandated by the state.
Madam President, I move that we accept and approve the updated face covering guidance.
So I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, second by Ms. Malik, to approve the updated face covering guidance. Are there any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Folks have the same right? Hearing none, motion carried. 9.5, school choice 2021-22 school year.
Thank you, Madam President. 10 school choice applications for inter-district transfer and 3 choice applications for intra-district transfer. 8 inter-district school choice termination forms, 1 intra-district school choice termination form, and 0 denied choice forms have been received for the 2021-2022 school year. It is the recommendation of the administration that the inter-district students 1 through 10, the intra-district students 1 through 3, and the inter-district school choice terminations 1 through 8, and the 1 termination, intra-district school choice termination, be admitted under choice this evening.
Madam President, I move that we accept school choice for the 2021-2022 school year as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Malik, second by Ms. Lloyd, to approve school choice for the 2022 school year as submitted. Are there any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed have the same right? Hearing none, motion carried. School choice for 2022-2023 school year.
Thank you, Madam President. 33 school choice applications for inter-district transfer and 10 choice applications for intra-district transfer. 0 inter-district choice termination forms and 0 intra-district choice termination forms. 2 denied school choice termination forms have been received for the 2022-2023 school year. It is the recommendation of the administration that the inter-district students 1 through 33, the intra-district students 1 through 10, and no choice termination forms be admitted under choice this evening.
Madam President, I move that we accept the recommended school choice for 2022-2023.
Second. I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, second by Ms. Malik, to approve the 2022-2023 school choice as submitted. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed have the same right. Hearing none, motion carried. This takes us to personnel.
Madam President, I move that we accept personnel recommendations 10.1 to 10.11 as presented and discussed.
Second. I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, second by Ms. Mallett, to approve and accept 10.1 through 10.11 as submitted. Are there any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed have the same right. Hearing none, motion carried.
We would like to introduce the newest supervisor of special services, Courtney Pathway. Speech, do you have a speech?
I just want to say thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Courtney. 10.12, Pastor McQuillan.
Madam President, fellow school board members, staff, everyone in attendance, due to several moral and ethical concerns, I, Pastor Scott McClymont, will be stepping down from the Smyrna School Board effective tonight, February 16th, 2022. According to Title 14, Chapter 10, Subchapter 3, Paragraph 1054, Vacancy on a School Board, Section B, Number 4 states, when a vacancy occurs on a school board after the second Friday in February of a fiscal year and on or before the filing deadline established in paragraph 1075A of this title, the Department of Elections shall establish a special filing deadline for that seat that is 20 days following receipt of notification of the vacancy. If the special filing deadline falls on a Saturday, Sunday, or state holiday, the deadline should be the first business day following that Saturday, Sunday, or state holiday. Since it is after the second Friday of February and prior to the March deadline, my current seat with 2 years left on the term will run through Kent County election. This will allow the people in the Smyrna School District to elect my replacement in May and be sworn in at the July Smyrna School Board meeting. I want to thank everybody in the Smyrna School District community for putting their trust in me to be a school board member. I believe that I have fought the good fight, but that I've come to the end of this particular season and race. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor McClymont. That takes us to student matter. 10.12.1.2022-03-2.
Madam President, I make a motion to accept the finding of facts presented by the hearing officer and modify the recommendation to work with the parent guardian to offer an alternative educational setting for student matter 2022-03-02 as presented by the administration, since the student poses a significant threat to the health, safety, and welfare of our staff and students.
I have a motion by Ms. Lloyd, second by Dr. Wilson, to accept what was presented and whatever Ms. Lloyd just stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any questions or comments? I'm sorry. Any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? All in favor? All opposed have the same right. Motion carried. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Have a motion to adjourn by Ms. Malik, second by Dr. Wilson. Meeting adjourned.